Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Washington, D.C. A Pentagon official says that even though North Korea is a nuclear threat to our world, we need to change our focus and put it on the nuclear threat from Russia. That's the headline. In a moment, Colonel Bob McGinnis will come to this broadcast table to explain this very important bit of information.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
The last conversation I think we had here on the broadcast was a focus on that missile test that North Korea was involved in, and we were very much concerned about that. Even though we have been watching very closely North Korea and their nuclear program, we had better start focusing on Russia and their nukes. Is that pretty much right on target?
It is, Jimmy, and as you recall, when we taped that broadcast, I was in Europe. This particular issue just won't go away. In fact, it appears as if it's going to get worse.
Well, I have a report that Russia is building up to 8,000 warheads, and they're doing this from sometimes underground facilities. Talk to us about that.
Well, of course, during the height of the Cold War, the Russians had in excess of 15,000 warheads, and the Russians have restarted a modernization program. So following a new doctrine, Vladimir Putin, who is now seeking his third term and likely will be reelected, started a robust nuclear program. And so this is rather concerning. And the Russian doctrine calls for use of nuclear weapons along with conventional weapons earlier in a campaign. Very alarming. Because the Russians are, of course, not as robust as they once were, but he wants to resurrect that again. And I think that he can, and I think he'll intimidate much of the NATO Western Europe. So this is concerning. We'll see who he allies himself with. Regional partners, clearly Syria, which will resurrect itself from the civil war given their help, Iran being potential partner. This is something we need to look at, follow closely. And I suspect my prediction is not all the off base.
Bob McGinnis with the explanation of the nuclear threat from Russia. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Colonel McGinnis, who works at the Pentagon in the area of developing strategy for the military, has given us valuable information that is a warning of Russia as a major player and a nuclear threat in our world today. Russia is listed as Magog in Ezekiel chapter 38 and verse 2, and Russia will be the political leader of a coalition of Middle Eastern nations that will endeavor in the last days to wipe Israel off the face of the earth. That's Ezekiel 38, Psalm 83, and Daniel chapter 11. Be forewarned, Bible prophecy will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...